Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Any hope has been dashed that the Porcupine Health Unit might join the rest of the province at midnight and move into COVID-19 recovery phase one. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton, is anticipating that we'll be able to catch up on Thursday, June 24th.
It's simple. The situation in the Porcupine Health Unit, the numbers, the cases, the outbreaks, the modeling of the Delta variant, which is absolutely alarming and very, very concerning for us all, does not support easing the current restrictions.
Catton says she's hopeful that the situation turns around sufficiently the next 2 weeks. She repeats her mantra that everyone must adhere to restrictions and health measures to help that out. Timmins Mayor George Peary is frustrated but concedes that not entering the first phase of recovery is the proper thing to do, with this region having the highest per capita rate of COVID-19 cases in Ontario. He also knows that starting tomorrow, a lot of people will be headed to Sudbury, New Liskeard, and North Bay to go shopping.
Well, I expect that everybody in Timmins will be flocking to Costco. That's the draw with Sudbury, that's for sure. I think it'll be relatively soon that we're open. Again, that's my wish or my thinking.
Peary also sympathizes with communities surrounding Timmins, who he suspects would rather be segregated and allowed to reopen. This region has now experienced more than 1,700 cases of COVID-19 during the pandemic. The 51 reported today by the health unit drive the total up to 1,724. 45 of them are up on the coast, 5 are in Timmins, and 1 is between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. The latest testing and vaccination numbers are over on our website. If it's been 28 days since your first COVID-19 vaccination, you now qualify for jab number 2. The Porcupine Health Unit is now booking appointments for anyone 16 or older. It's for a Pfizer shot, and you're eligible if you had it or Moderna for the first one. And an opportunity has opened up for high school grads to get a diploma in computer engineering concurrently with a Bachelor of Computer Science degree. Northern College and Algoma University have announced a 3-year or 7-term program beginning this fall. Both schools call it the next step in their evolution as partners offering innovative programs for addressing regional job market needs. Algoma's main campus is in Sault Ste. Marie. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.